track 12 and we come to our feature article. And this week we again turn to TNF soundings. This time we hear how museums across the UK are making their collections more accessible for visually impaired and disabled visitors. Tactile, audio, and yes, even smelly exhibits are making this possible. This article is written by Lindsay and is read for us by Alistair Hutton.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, I'm Alistair Hutton and I'm reading Museums Under the Microscope, which has been written by Lindsay. The traditional picture which comes to mind when talking about museum exhibits is a series of rooms containing visual displays. These can be real artefacts or colourful backdrops representing something that can't be physically placed inside a museum, such as outer space or deep ocean environments. But museums are changing thanks to the appliance of science. Technology is now available that can help create interactive exhibits to entertain and educate visitors, often alongside additions for those with visual impairments, hearing problems, and other disabilities. The Make It Visible project is behind the welcome moves to ensure museum exhibits are more accessible. The Make It Visible research team comprised the British Natural History Museum's Dr. Alec Ball and PhD student Kate Burton, in conjunction with computer sciences specialist Dr. Catherine Holloway from University College London and Kenneth Ping from Zeiss Technologies. The team focused on enhancing accessibility and inclusion in museums across the United Kingdom through using microscope data translated from actual images to 3D models. Originally, they tested traditional model materials and then moved on to generating special scanner-linked software to operate 3D printers. Also working in this area is the Global Disability Innovation Hub. This is a national and international organisation which drives improved disability research and practices in public places to help ensure a fairer world. The Hub's work revolved around workshops with test groups of disabled adults and children to gain insight into adjustments that would help make museums more accessible. They made up museum-in-a-box workshop kits for testing by students from Linden Lodge School for the Blind in London. The boxes contained different microscope-based and tactile models, along with audio files, to demonstrate the Natural History Museum's Nature Overheard project. The audio allowed listeners to gain an insight into the soundscape of the natural world and think about what makes a healthy natural environment. Participants could also submit short recordings of their surroundings to an AI project which used software to identify natural sound variations, for example, insect behaviour in relation to traffic noise. The results of these research projects are already paying dividends in the shape of microscope-enlarged tactile 3D models in museums. For example, the Natural History Museum has a comprehensive selection from tiny butterfly wings up to a full-scale bronze dinosaur skull mounted in the museum's garden, and even tactile models of moon rock based on the genuine articles. London is not the only place to find accessible exhibitions, as museums in all parts of the UK are also playing their part, and here are a few examples. The Museum of Liverpool has a Curating for Change programme, which works alongside local people to develop improved sensory gallery tours, including tactile exhibits, many braille labels, and displays enhanced with smells to bring their history to life. In York, the Jorvik Viking Museum has created an indoor period street with immersive sights, sounds, and atmospheric smells of the Viking Age. Additional adjustments to help those with visual impairments, disabilities, and autism include handheld lanterns for the low-light areas, visual stories, and a smell map. St. Fagan's National Museum of History in Cardiff has traditional period open-air Welsh buildings with enhanced natural sounds of a working smithy, farm and other buildings. There are also accompanying smells such as the scent of fresh bread from the bakery. The museum's scheduled events include interactive Meet a Celt Iron Age reenactments and food festivals. The National Museum of Scotland in Edinburgh offers histories of their collections from the prehistoric to the present with visual stories, large print guides and sensory maps. Tours, where visitors are able to handle exhibits, can also be arranged, but these need to be requested in advance. In Belfast, the Titanic Museum, Belfast, offers a five-star experience with their new iconic building and the nearby historic slipway, which hosts the last remaining White Star Line vessel, the SS Nomadic. Both the museum building and ship have audio or historic discovery tours, textured flooring, and a shipyard ride, which, despite some size restrictions for power chairs, can accommodate guide dogs at the owner's discretion. Meanwhile, outside the major cities, the Nature in Art Museum and Gallery in Gloucestershire tested the water this autumn with its totally tactile exhibition. For a month, between mid-September and mid-October this year, the museum actively encouraged its visitors to touch the works of art on display, including sculptures of rhinos, lions and other wild animals. There were also accompanying audio guides describing the exhibits. As well as making exhibits accessible to visually impaired people, sighted visitors were encouraged to wear blindfolds so that they could experience the exhibition from a different perspective. Interpretive technology can help all visitors immerse themselves in the collections that museums and galleries have to offer, but it's important not to forget that these ideas still need a human touch to flourish. Let us hope that more museums adopt these ideas and make more of their collections accessible to everyone.
TNS Soundings.